From KUOW Seattle, and the Association of Independents in Radio. This is Radio Lingo. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
What is your name?
My name is Marta Flores.
Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle.
What is your native language?
My first language is Spanish. I started learning English when I first got into school.
Good morning, class.
Good morning.
How is everyone today?
I remember my first day in class there, they were learning the colors.
What color is an apple?
Red?
That's correct, Lucille. An apple is red. Everybody, let's say that together, okay? 1, 2, 3.
Red.
That was the first class I remember.
Oh.
So they were learning like red and like they were pointing to like, oh, an apple is red and so forth.
So the next color in the wonderful rainbow is orange. Everybody, let's say orange together. 1, 2, 3.
Orange.
What's orange in this world?
Carrots?
Traffic cones?
Okay, the next color in the rainbow is, can anyone guess?
Blue, indigo, red.
We did red, we did orange, now we're at?
And then it came to the word, the color yellow.
Yellow,
excellent work, Samantha. And tell me, Samantha, what in our wonderful world is yellow?
The sun.
And they kept mentioning yellow.
Have you looked at the sun lately, Samantha?
And I was really confused because...
Martha, are you there?
Yeah.
You look a little confused. Can you tell me something that you think is yellow?
Well, every time they say yellow and pointed to a banana, like that wasn't clicking in my head.
Okay, Martha, I think maybe what'll help everyone out is if we say the word together. Everybody... Let's say yellow on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Yellow.
And now let's spell it. Who can spell yellow? Martha, can you spell yellow?
H-I-E-L-O?
In Spanish, yellow is ice.
What? Ice?
Ice. Ice, you know,
ice.
Like cold.
Can you spell that? I don't know.
Cold ice. Yeah, cold ice.
Correctly.
Yeah.
Martha, yellow is a color. Hielo is not a color.
So that was one of the words that I clearly remember having trouble with and associating the spoken word with the actual item or what it means.
El mundo sería aburrido y triste sin colores.
Colores,
sin el arco iris que pinta las flores, sin el cielo azul y las nubes rojas, sin el verde vida que pinta las hojas, el mundo sería aburrido.